The federal government claims as many as 20,000 people are brought into the U.S. each year to work in places like sweatshops, farm fields, or massage parlors. The government says many other women, men, and children are taken against their will or under false pretenses across state lines or other international borders. California resident Ann Bissell says she was forced to be a prostitute and now advocates against human trafficking. Bissell says the sex industry has long since gone beyond Playboy magazine.
Porn creates the demand for the sex industry. Porn has created such a demand that this month in Gentleman's Quarterly magazine, there's an article on sex tourism. Sex tourism, and they make it sound like it's just great, you know, no big deal.
Bissell says in some communities, law enforcement denies there's a problem with human trafficking. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic in Milwaukee says he believes some people are illegally brought into Wisconsin to work, mainly from the Chicago area. But he says getting trafficking victims to overcome their fear of going to the police can be difficult.
There is no magic formula for putting together a case other than gaining information from human beings. And when those human beings don't want to come forward because of fear of retaliation, fear of deportation, you know, fear of the government, then you lose the opportunity to make any headway on these cases.
But Biskupic endorses a Bush administration effort called Rescue and Restore. It works with local law enforcement, health clinics, and other agencies that might come in contact with trafficking victims. The program says it not only encourages victims to come forward, but helps them get food, shelter, and special visas if needed. Rescue and Restore has just set aside a $180,000 training grant for the Milwaukee Police, but the money awaits City Council allocation. Rescue and Restore says it'll also try to provide advice to other social service agencies around the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.